he finished and he said, and now you have the rest of the story. And this morning, I want to talk about the rest of the story. Because last week I started talking about Jesus being the one. But it's beyond once you discover who the one is, you need to know the rest of the story that the one is capable of doing. Or somebody need to shout hallelujah. See, I need you to be encouraged because, see, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to destroy your joy. He wants to destroy your peace. He wants to destroy everything about you. So I'm loving right what's happening this morning. We not only have employees, but we have family, friends, parents, grandparents. I'm excited about the people that God is sending in to the house of God. I'm telling you, be encouraged. Keep coming. Allow God to feed your spirit because this was the plan that he told me. And even last night, I see more of the plan happening for harvest. So, you know, and harvest is not just Harvest Christian Academy. And harvest is not just Faith Harvest. And harvest is not just Harvest Child and Youth Development Center. Harvest is all of those things. See, and so y'all need to see the big picture. The rest of the story. See, otherwise you just have a short version. And so too often people go with short versions. And I don't know about you, but I want everything God has for me. I want you to have everything that God has for you. And so I need you to be encouraged this morning because the rest of the story has to deal with our everyday life. Because of what I said and what God said and who we are. And I'm declaring that Jesus' word is true and his power is greater than anything that exists in the earthly realm. Last week, when I told y'all about the one, I was talking about, I believe I mentioned my mother. And I said that my mother had lung cancer over 8 years ago, and that the lung cancer, she never smoked. So, but my father did, and so we're doing secondhand smoke. But nevertheless, you know, and I said they were looking for the cancer in the last several years, they couldn't find it. Nothing changed. No spots growing. Nothing there. Nothing happening. You know, but she stayed on her regimen, her medication, everything. And she didn't have chemo or radiation or any of those things. She didn't do any of that.
Amen.
And I spoke up last week and declared, and I'll tell you how the cutting the enemy is, because this week, my sister called me and she said, we're going to take mom to the oncologist, and they're going there, and they saw some spots. The spots she had, and they looked like they flared up. And I said, the devil is a liar. And I said, he heard me say what I said publicly, and I'm going to come back and say it again and stand on it and tell the people about the power of God and the healing of God. And I'm going to declare it when we get the result from my mother's next test. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm talking about the power of God. I am not talking about me. I am incapable of doing what I'm talking about. But my God is well able. And according to scripture, he said it. I believe it. I receive it. And if he said it and I believe it, then we can have it. Somebody shout hallelujah. That's the part of the story that we got to get. See, but we just hear the first part. We said, oh, you know, get a little weak at the knees. And I'm saying to y'all, no, I'm not asking anybody to get weak. I'm asking you to stand with me and believe according to scripture. And then we stand up here and be able to say to the public and to everybody else, look at the power of God. It's real. Now, I'm not asking, I got to go a step further. I'm not asking because I'm being selfish and I don't, you know, I just want my mom to be here, right? I'm not standing for her because I need God knows. But what I am saying is I believe that healing belongs to the children of God. I believe that he can heal those kinds of things and that her testimony is something someone else needs to hear. Glory to God. Even at 88 years old.
By yourself.
That I can bring her to stand on the stage and be here and say, look what God has done for me. Well, somebody shout hallelujah. Y'all know, this is the story I'm talking about. Because I'm getting ready to tell y'all, it's easy, we get excited about the Christmas time and just the birth. But God didn't become God at Christmas. He was God before Christmas. He was God before the foundation of the world. And so too often we think about just this one beginning, right? And I want to encourage the people of God. We're bigger than that. I need you to get a longevity mindset. I want you to get to be able to see the whole picture. That, listen, he's God every day. And I watch him again. You know, one day I go through trouble, the next day I watch deliverance and healing take place. The next day I go through more trouble, and the next day I see God deliver and set free, and something else extraordinary happened. I watch this happen. Why? Because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I don't know about you, but most thievery happens when people are unexpected. So the thief that I'm talking about, y'all know him, right? Gonna keep trying to come when he thinks you ain't paying attention. That's why it's so powerful that you speak his word daily. I'm getting ready to help y'all here because, see, the rest of the story, the question, this ain't no question mark. Is he the one? He is the one. Here's what I need you to know. The one has to be utilized. You got to believe to receive in order for it to come to pass. The Bible says now faith is. When is now? Now is instantaneously at this moment. Which means you can have it at this moment. Now I'm going to help y'all here because we get strong. We get confused in our faith. He said now faith is substance. Substance is something that is full, that has a value, and it has, Lord help me, I have to explain substance. So it's full of something, of what you need, right, for your situation. Then it goes on and says, and it's evidence. Somebody say evidence. Well, I need you to understand that evidence is what proves something right or wrong. Y'all not hearing me? I heard one amen in the house. Evidence is necessary. So he said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence, somebody say evidence, of things not seen. Now here's the most important means. You got substance and you got evidence. This happens by faith, although you've not seen it yet. I just spoke to you and told you my mom is healed in Jesus' name. I didn't declare that because I just want mom to be around forever. Because the truth of the matter is, nobody lives forever. But I believe about God's testimony, and I'm saying to everybody here tonight, as I seen her last night, I want to share with everybody else that she can share and says, look what God has done for me. The radiologists and the oncologists and all the other it's whatever they are have said, the spots have reared up. They're scientists, they're gonna say what it says, right? But I'm saying, whose report are you gonna believe? So I'm sharing, there's a greater report, there's another part of the rest of the story. And it didn't get to yet. Right? The rest of the story says, no. She's a child of God, and she's heir to the kingdom of God. And so I said, okay, so now I have to apply faith, because now, when is faith?
Now
faith is the substance, healing, I'm declaring healing as the substance, right, of things not seen. What am I going to say? I want to see that when the results come back this time, it says that she healed. It tells me that they took care of her. Why? I'm not going to believe there's nothing wrong with going through the process of the radiation or whatever they say she needs, right? But that didn't heal her. He did through whatever he wanted to use to do it. Somebody shout hallelujah. I'm trying to help your faith because too many of us have been lied to You've been confused, and I'm going to share to you, God is the God of the universe.
Yeah.
Everything that's in the earth, nothing that's in the earth was from the infinite, was not created by him, that exists. Which means everything had to be created by God.
I'm
talking about the God. I'm talking about our God. Right? I'm talking about the doctor. I'm talking about the phlebotomist. I'm talking about the nurse. I'm talking about the transportation team. All this is whatever they are, right? I'm talking about everybody he created. Why we keep making stuff less than? Do you understand that everybody that he has in position is important to his healing process? Now, unfortunately, we don't have enough doctors that believe God created them. They think it was their knowledge and their study and their extra years in college.
The white lights here.
Yes, I have a PhD, and I understand the ins and outs of how the mind and the brain works, and or how cancer, the cell, and all. Yeah, that's great. But do you know who is in operation who gave you a mind and a brain, and who created you in his image? Listen to me, y'all. I'm trying to tell you something. So he created every human in his image. I love my dog. My dog's pretty bright, right? My dog's smart. There's different levels of breeds that the dogs can have. They have a level of intelligence, but nothing here with who we are, because they can't be. Although I think my dog understood and knows something, it's impossible for them. They don't have that soulish ground where they can do what we do. Where they can internalize and feel what we feel and know what we know. But he said, now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence not. I am not even preaching what I came to preach to y'all. Because he said, he keep telling me, listen, we got to get this thing. Not tomorrow. Today. You got to stop believing that just because trouble shows up, I need to help somebody. But maybe I'm the only one that experiences it every now and then. Okay? Then when trouble shows up, who is my God? And who is in control? So at the end of the day, although trouble showed up, I know the rest of the story. And the rest of the story declares that I am victorious. And I'm coming out of this. Somebody shout. Maybe I'm preaching to myself. I thought I came to the right house. I asked God for help. Y'all gotta understand something. I don't ask to preach something that sounds good. I ask him to tell me what the people are and what they need. So I don't think I'm preaching something I need alone. Let me make that, because I need it. I don't have any problem declaring I need it. Amen. Watch this. Watch. So I gotta tell you. So my message today is that, and I thought of Paul Harvey, right? Because every time he would get done, and he says, and now you have the rest of the story. So when I get done today, I want to be able to say to you, and now you have the rest of the story. He had one of them James Earl Jones voices too, you know, very distinctive, you know, where when he spoke, you knew it was him, right? You didn't have to see his face, you just knew it was him. And I'm saying, I believe God has that voice too. You know, too often though, we brush it off because it sounds like God. But hold it. You know you couldn't have told yourself that. So hold it. All of a sudden, you get this genuine, genius idea or the thing. You're here to make a move. They use it. And it says, I got to make that move when? Now. When I got to make that move? Now. Because that activates my faith. My faith happens at that moment. And this is where I want to encourage the people of God. Stop going back, counseling it out because of what you see going on around you. Y'all not hearing me. Too many of us see some stuff. And then we cancel by start doubting and saying things that he didn't say. Now, I'm not telling you what you saw wasn't real. What I'm sharing with you is that it doesn't have power over God. I don't care what they saw. All I care is what God's word said. So I'm going to speak what he said over the spots.
On the front.
Now, I've gone on screen live for all of you to be vulnerable enough to say I said it. And I'm not taking it back. Oh, you know he's going to be busy trying to prove me wrong. But I want to tell you, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Faith is more powerful than any trouble I've ever experienced. I've got to help somebody here because I'm telling you, this is where we got to be at. We got to be here. And so I got to stand before y'all to give you an example of what it looks like. Now, don't pat me on the back when he does. Instead, we say, give God the glory. And I hope you become even greater energized for who he called you to be. So watch this. Watch this. I want y'all, this is our Christmas season, right?
Yeah.
So in Isaiah 9:6, and I read this last week. I'm going to read it one more time, then I'm going to move from there. Isaiah 9:6. Right? Let me get there. So this is, again, out of the, I'm going to read out of the Message Bible. And so see, and I've been really hooked on this Message Bible. Right? You ask me why. And I know most of y'all don't have this.
Yeah.
And I told him NIV for
The
next set of scriptures. This is the Message.
You got more?
And the reason I use the Message. This guy spent 30 years developing this Bible. He didn't just haphazardly put this together and translate it. Because God had to be giving him insight. He said the Message Bible is about having a conversation.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are we living in the day and the hour? How many of y'all want to, I'm going to shift you down the differences. Most people have two options. We can either have a conversation or you can be preached to. In the church, how many people want to be preached to versus how many people would like to have a conversation? Most people want a conversation with God. We're in that hour. We're in that place where, in fact, the conversation makes God more real because you become a part of it. Did you hear what I just said? A conversation isn't me just speaking. Conversation has to be me translate, and you have to receive. And when you receive, you can translate back. Now, I know we in this room where I'm doing all the speaking, but y'all can nod your heads, and that tells me that you get it, right? So out of that message that what we're getting is that there's a conversation going on to know if the word's being received. Hello? All right, y'all got it. So watch this. It says in the Message Bible, he says, for a child has been born. For us, the gift of a son. For us, he'll take over and run the world. His name will be Amazing Counselor, Strong God, Eternal Father, Peace of Wholeness, or Prince of Wholeness. His ruling authority will grow, and there will be no limits to his wholeness and his beings. He'll rule from the historic David throne over the promised kingdom. That was powerful. So he'll rule. His ruling came into play since David's throne, right? Because you've got to remember something. God promised David that his lineage would stay in place. The only way that could happen, y'all know Solomon fell. And everybody else after that will fall. But Jesus's mother, Mary, is related to King David, which makes him David's lineage. Okay? This difference of David, God's fulfilling his word that he told David some thousands of years earlier. So Jesus is a part of that. Now watch this. And he'll put the kingdom on a firm footing. And he'll keep going with fair dealings and right living. Beginning now, Beginning when?
Now.
And lasting always, the zeal of God and the angel's armies will do all of this.
Yeah.
Now I got to tell you, most of us got that all confused. He said he would do it when? But if we look at some of the world, some of our interpretation would be saying that he's not
doing it.
We all please be honest with you. But I want to tell you, he's doing exactly what he said. The truth of the matter is, do you believe in him? And how do I believe in him? I can believe in him through his word. His word is him. His word is Jesus. They're interchangeable. And his word was there in the beginning. And his word was God. And his word became God. And his word is still the word today. And the word is real because the word is Jesus. So I need Jesus in my life. And that's why this is so important. I got a whole bunch of people telling me they heard of God. They know God. But yeah, you know there's only one God. Yeah, I do. But what's his name? That's where you got to get it clear at. You got to get it clear to be sure. Because you got a whole lot of people saying some stuff.
I was at a church
that
and it was like
what his name
it wasn't a screen.
So
it was like
a
whiteboard.
Right? And I need that in my life because when I
came off the wall,
maybe
about
that
they got
the word, and then the word can be in
the
me,
whole screen.
Then everything he said
and doesn't go down is permanent.
Is now applicable.
Yeah.
Now here comes what's applicable, and it applies to you. And now it can apply to me. Okay, although the enemy's job is to steal, kill, and destroy every day. But I know the Son was born for me. Y'all gotta stop thinking it happened at Christmas. It happened before the foundation of the world. When he came and he spoke to darkness, he spoke salvation in the play. I need salvation now. I need healing now. I need blessings now. I need power now. You see, it keep coming up. Everything, I need it. And then every day, he comes to attack me. Every day.
Every day, guys.
Every day. And I'm glad I'm in the right place now. I'm feeling pretty good. Because I get excited to share. Because see, sometimes I hear people, and I used to be one of them, right? Where I would always want to talk about what he's doing to me, like it don't happen to nobody else, right? And that I'm the only one in the world dealing with it. Well, I found out something. All of those that are doing and being who he's called them to be, the enemy is busy trying to stop you from becoming. So he will bring things your way to try to get you, instead of taking a step. He wants you to go. No, even worse than that, he wants you to do this. Turn around and run. I'm trying to help somebody here. I'm trying to help. So now, first thing I need you to be able to do. If you get this down on the inside of you, and you get the rest of the story, by the time I'm done, right? And know that this Son that came, and we celebrate this Christmas time. But I'm really talking about something way bigger than a day. Okay? So, and you know that you can do this. What I just did, and am illustrating, is if I can't move, at least plant my feet to stand still.
Right. Right.
Watch the salvation of God. In other words, then stand for a moment and realize, oh, he couldn't overtake me. And then you'll understand because he can. And then that will help you to take a step. Too many people want to run down the street and they want to be first and fast and all of that before they can even stand yet. And I'm trying to help the church because this is how we get confused. I'm giving us the ABCs, right? Because you'll need calculus when you need to have addition, subtraction. Okay, calculus will take you a little too out of the realm of what God's trying to accomplish. Okay, there's a time for calculus, but not now. Really, I gotta tell you something. ABCs is all you need. You'll need calculus. See, that's the deep stuff, right? Everybody want to be deep. Just get the now, say this. When?
Now.
When you get this down in your spirit, you'll understand what I think, what I say, and how I act right now has a bearing on my tomorrow.
Yes. That's
right. But I need you to do something. Don't change. Don't go back.
Don't go back. That's it.
So I'm saying, what you do now, what you hear now, what you believe now, keep going.
That's right. That's
don't go back. And if you can't do anything else, plan. I just gave us some foundational stuff to do, right? And all of this, you said, what does this have to do about this guy coming? Because he came, and he's already come, but too often we keep missing him, because we think, Jesus is speaking right now, right? Y'all say, yeah. So instead of you listening, you looking for this. Andrea, this is God. I'm reaching out. You don't hear that he's using me to speak to you right now. I know you're here. I'm not saying you're not, but I'm using it as an illustration. Right? We looking for this outside audible voice outside. And he said, no, I brought you to a place and I'm using my manservant to speak to you now.
Right now.
And he said, if you will have a heart and a mind to receive, I believe. He said, now I can take your faith. And let me tell you this too. I get this. So Paul, give y'all a great example who God used greatly, right? So Paul had an infirmity according to scripture, right? And he went to God because he's a powerful man of God. Let me show you. They kept trying to kill him. The snake bit him. They stoned him. They beat him in jail. They did all of these things. He couldn't die.
He couldn't die.
Right? None of those things killed him. Wait, he died when God wanted him to die. I think that that's the best way to go.
Yes.
Go when you're supposed to go. Yes. Not before.
That's right.
Okay, so here, what happens on recent Genesis, his faith was intact.
Yes.
And he had an infirmity. And he said, God, you know, would you remove this infirmity? And for whatever reason, according to scripture, his infirmity did not get removed. But he got a word on it. The word was the answer to what he needed. We keep looking for some other answer when we got one. He said to Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. You don't understand what that means? He said, Paul, you have unmerited favor on your life in spite of the infirmity. The infirmity can't stop you. He needed Paul to know, and although he had it, it couldn't stop him from being who he called him to be.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
I always, you know, I love Pastor Antonio singing, right? But I can't sing like that. But I don't need to have to sing like that because that's not who I am. Right? So you got to be careful wanting something somebody else got. Right? But I'm happy to be able to do what I do. Right? And be who I am. In spite of. I'm just using something so some of y'all might be struggling with that. Right? So you said, this guy, I want you to know, he said, this is the zeal of God and the angel of army will do all of this. That was out of the message part. Now let's go to Micah. We're going to go to Micah chapter 5. And I'm going to minister out of there and I'll be out of your way. Amen. Micah chapter 5, verse 1. Okay? And this is out of the NIV. Okay? And I tell you about Paul Harvey, and you know, he would say, and now you have the rest of the story. Micah, where we're going to start to see glimpses of Jesus coming long before the story ever takes place. Or maybe I should say that just a bit different. The story we know, and the story we see performed at Christmas, and the programs that gives us a main action that we see these events, and then we hear these songs about his, you know, his glory and all of this. Is this not the rest of the story? So in Micah chapter 5, verse 1, marshal your troops now, city of troops, for siege is laid against us. They will strike Israel's ruler on the cheek, with a rod. But from Bethlehem and Ephrathites, through you are small, though you are small among the clan of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origin is from old. In other words, his origin was before the beginning of the foundation of the world. We can't even put a time on it. But he already had it in play. Right? And he says, from ancient times, therefore Israel will be abandoned until the time when she is in labor to bear a son. And the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord. A shepherd is to guide the flock. Sheep need a shepherd.
Yeah, they do.
He takes them to places where they greener pastures where they can eat. You'll get this in a minute. Listen, the strength of the Lord. In the majesty of the name of the Lord, God, he will live securely. And for them, the greatness will reach to the ends of the earth. And he will be our peace. And I thought, so you know, so here, I need to help somebody. I know trials and tribulations and turmoil is going on. But God is peace in the midst of the trial. Midst of the turmoil. I can tell you that God is peace because I saw him walk on the water in the midst of a storm. He did not stop the storm until he got to his people and he let them see that the storm was raging even against him, but he couldn't stop him. So he needed them to see with their own eyes. Oh, somebody saw some. You was in trouble. And then listen, the storm was raging up against you. And you reached out and Jesus received you. And as you reached out, see this now, it said, don't use the notes. Okay. That means, okay. So, as the storm rises up against you, I get it. Okay. As the storm rises up against you, he wants you to know that he was on the throne then. And he walks out on the water. In the midst of that, and Peter sees that and he experiences it. So, by the way, so those everything that's in the Bible was there for you and I. Yeah. That example is to show you the humanness of Peter, but he reaches out to God, and it shows you that God and Peter, a man and God, connect. And when they connect, the power of God, what was in God, became imparted Peter, because Peter reached out and prayed. Now, at the moment we take our eyes off of God, that's the time when we can start to sing. So remember I told y'all, faith is when?
Now.
When?
Now.
You got to keep that in mind because see, if you start believing something different in your now, then what can happen? So he walked out on the water by faith in his now and did it. And then he turned around and looked at the storm. And then looking at the storm, he took his eyes off of. Oh, y'all got it, you got it, you got it. He took his eyes off of what he said he believed. And the moment he took his eyes off of what he believed, the thing that he started looking at started to happen to him. He started to sing. But here's what I love about Peter. He got it right. We got to give him credit. He did. He got it right. He turned to him, Lord, save me. He called out to him again and said, I know. That was a form of repentance. Oh, that's going to help somebody. That's the thing. You want to make it so super formal. I'm telling you, you don't have it. Just ask him to save you. He said, save me. And then he looked to him to do it. And the moment, hold it. I don't even think the water got to his ankles. I don't think he got that far. I think he felt it. And then, boom. So sometimes it takes us a little while. I had to go through something in my life one time, and I made a statement. I was like, what does God have to do? Hit me upside the head with a baseball bat?
Sometimes.
I mean, it was pretty evident that he was moving in my life, right? But
sometimes.
I kept trying to do my thing. Oh. He told me there's a couple people I know what he's doing. I kept trying to do my thing.
You.
And only to realize that my thing wasn't working.
You didn't get it.
It wasn't going.
I'm not getting it.
But the moment I turned to God, all the, oh, He said, help him, help him. He said, all the things that come in my mind that I tried to present and said, well, God, because I have this and I have that, and this isn't going to happen, and that's not going to happen, and how am I going to be able to afford the house? How am I going to be able to pay to drive the car?
I don't know how I'm doing it now.
Just me. So I have all that, right? How am I doing it now? Well, 32 years, I lived at the same house. Through the process of all of that stuff I told you that happened, I never lost the house. I raised 8 kids there. Oh, you said 8? 8. They got to experience it. Why? Because that was what God had given me. When did he do it?
Now.
Thank you. I thought y'all forgot. So the moment, as long as I kept operating in the now, he kept me in the place. Y'all not hearing me. As long as I kept operating in the now, even in the natural, when I didn't understand how. Well, yes, that's right. I didn't even know how the mortgage is going to get paid. Somebody said, what's up?
That's right.
I never doubted it after that. So we just kept going.
I kept this car.
He kept opening up opportunity. He kept opening up. And then he gave me a job twice.
How did I get that car?
He gave me a job twice.
It wasn't me.
And I said, God, this can't be for me. Oh, some of y'all might have said that, right? I was like, God, I can't do this. Right? I was like, well, the reason was he needed me to experience something so I wouldn't go back to what I think to his own. So a friend of mine was an arborist. If y'all don't know what an arborist is, that's a nice word for tree cutter, right? You cut down trees. And I would be in a jumpsuit and a hard hat and a boot, and I'd be on the ground, and I was the guy to take the sticks and put it in the chipper. Out there with a headphone on to protect my ears, right? I can't hear today. But nevertheless, right? I'll be out there.
You sure care, Pastor.
And it was funny because he did, you know, people like the president of NBA, you know, this guy's a wealthy billionaire, right? And then they would come out and watch, you know, their property things being done and maybe say a few words to me or something. And all of a sudden I'm having a conversation, right? And then I'd see them look at me all funny. And the reason they were looking at me funny is it was like, how does this guy communicate? This guy that's shoving the wood in the thing, he's able to have a conversation with me, super intelligent. Like, how can he do that? Like, they looking at me like, and he put that wood in the chipper? Well, that's what God had me for the moment.
For the moment.
I'm really trying to get to a place. He knew, but then I was like, God, I know you got better for me. I'll be out there. I was crying one time, like, God, this can't be for me. And then he opened up an opportunity for me to run an after school program for 3 hours a day, for 3 days a week, and you got paid once a month. And I start crying again. Because what I got paid in a month, I used to make in a day. And hold it. I start crying again. God, I'm going to make it. I'm going to do it. Now, I'm so tired. I told you, I lived at the same house 32 years. I should be able to say, something's going on. Right? It happened. And I'm thinking, you know, but I didn't want to do it. He said, you can't quit. You gave them your word. There's some kids that you need to, see you. The people were calling you for their homework. School. Because they ain't got nobody to call at that house.
Right.
I don't want you to move. So he said, I'll release you, but not now.
You right.
I had to get up and go in there every day, and I ain't want to. So some of y'all might be doing something right now that you didn't want to. But I'm tell you about the rest of the story. I really want to tell you the rest of the story because I've never stopped believing. And then he opened up the opportunity and the church started. And then that got worse. You said, hold it. This thing wasn't getting better. It got worse. But it was like Abraham. Abraham's father was rich, right? And he leaves to go to a place where there's a famine. Yeah. I get to a place that now I start the church. I'm excited. God's called me. I'm doing what he said to do. I'm in place. I'm preaching the word. And I pray before God's people, oh, this is the greatest thing ever. With no paycheck. Oh, God, how are we going to do this? This don't make sense. We went from this to zero. That don't make sense. What do you mean? I had to keep. Here's what I got to tell you something. I didn't even understand faith to the level I understand faith to today. But guess what I kept doing? I kept walking forward. And the more I walk forward and the more I walk with God, I start seeing his hand. And I start seeing provision. Oh, then I used to pray for my four and no more. And then he said, no, you got to pray for other people. And then I started praying for other people. And all of a sudden, stuff that I didn't even know how it got fixed, got fixed.
That's right.
I came up with enough money for one for the mortgage. I gave them 1 month mortgage. They sent it back. They said, if you don't have enough for all of it, we don't want.
That's right. They don't.
And then the next month, they sent me a plan. They said, we got a plan for you. We want you to do 1.5. So now they gave me the 1 back, which now the next month I was able to have the half. So I had the 1.5 to start. My faith. What y'all think happened to my faith? It got excited, right? So now I'm getting built. I'm sharing. This is God. He'll start doing things in your life to encourage you. There's nothing like a victory that make you want to say, know that you can do it. Although you may not win, you said y'all was 4 points short, but you know y'all can win. You should stop crying about you didn't. So all of a sudden, I couldn't pay the whole thing, but I paid 1.5. And then the next month, I paid 1.5. And then the next month, I paid 1.5. And y'all got one. I was 6 months behind. But in 3 months, by doing 1.5, I became caught up. 32 years later, my kids and my family don't even know that I still lived at the same place. Only to get the victory to be able to use that same place that God gave me, by the way. He said, I need to know that you trust me. So for those of y'all who don't know the story, how the church started, we had no bank or no big denomination to give me the money to do it. Amen. But he did it. Amen. Y'all remember that house he gave me? He said, put the house up. He said, make it available. He said, the guy's going to ask you that you put the house up as a guarantee for you to move into the church building.
Wow.
And where are we going to live if it don't work? He said, who said it wasn't going to work? I got right up. No problem. I got you, boy. And I realized something. It wasn't my house anyway.
Wow. Wow. Ain't that the truth?
Now we do that to open. I'm just telling you. So by faith, here we are 25 years later. Yes.
Wow.
I'm trying to help you by the space. And those who know me and have been with me and walk with me, this is not a makeup story. Judy was there. She's the only person that when she was there, we ain't had no building. It was on the back of the deck of that house. That house is where the church began. Because God said so. And sometimes we're not willing to use what we got on his behalf. I'm going to tell you, he told Abraham, he said, what is in your hand? Yeah. He said, Abraham, well, I don't have this, I don't have that. You know, use what's in your hand.
Yeah. There you go.
I want to tell you that that's where we are in life. Because I want to tell y'all something. He's been beating some of y'all up. And you started complaining about what you didn't have. And he said, well, what about what I did get? You don't have to be everybody else with these other things. Yeah. But what I need you to be is you. Yeah. You know, that's just fine for the wrong. I remember that. Right? It's easy to get past that 25 years later and you start thinking you did it. But let me confess before all of you today. Amen. The rest of the story is I didn't do it. He did.
He did.
He did. He did. He brought us to this place. He brought y'all in my life. He put us together. But again, I'm supposed to be an example before you that says, this isn't about Christmas. This is about Jesus. Now, Christmas is great, but it's about Christ that he gave us. And I'm saying, can we do this every day and not just one day? Can we start believing God every day? I got to tell you, some of y'all got somebody, oh, there's a couple people in here right now. Right now. He said, I need you to believe me through the trouble.
Yeah.
And watch my hand upon your life. Oh, and I need y'all to be able to tell the truth when he did it. That's all I want to hear. It's the testimony. The one thing I'm a non-traditionalist, but the old day they had testimony service, right? The telling about it. I don't mean anybody said, well, I just want to honor God because he's been the leader of my life. No, I don't need no made-up story. I'm talking about I don't know how I made it, Jeff. I don't know how, when they told me my blood level oxygen dropped to 20 and it needs to be at 40 and I'm still breathing. You need to be able to tell them I'm breathing because God in me is breathing through me and breathing through me, and I'm going to stand for that. They said, maybe I don't know how he's doing it. You don't have to know. Here's what you should know. I know Jesus. And because I know Jesus, I can declare whoever. But that just doesn't, that doesn't add up in my, I wasn't taught that in college. That doesn't add up, June. Doesn't add up.
Come on, Pastor.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord. I got a word for you, June. He said, I'm telling you right now, you ain't never stop believing God. And because you ain't never stopped believing God, hey, it's no different than enemy wants to attack you because he wants you and all your children. So you need to stand up and be that matriarch and keep going to you and talk about the good of God in spite of all the trouble he's trying to bring you away. Tell them the other. Tell them his goodness. Tell them about it. And he'll take you to the rest of the stuff. Yeah. That's the rest of the story. I'm telling you. So I'm trying to bring this into a reality because too often we heard it, but we don't live it. And I'm telling you something, not that I only can live, all of you can live. This isn't for me. My life is phenomenal. I'm going to say that. Phenomenal. I'm living way beyond anything I've imagined. Because he took me there. Now I have a plan for my life. I had a plan. But my plan, I'm going to tell you, I was a young boy from North Philly. Oh, I had a plan. Ooh, I had a plan. Thank God. My plan didn't work. Because I wouldn't be standing before you all right now. Thank you. And I had enough sense to abandon my plan. And he said, all of a sudden, all things become new. Oh, yeah. When Christ came into my life, so I found out that there was a ruler and a leader that was born before me, before ancient. Oh, y'all not hearing me. I'm trying to back in. Like, that was born before the beginning of the world, that spoke and did something on my behalf. He spoke salvation. He spoke light in the darkness. So now I have the right to receive because I'm his. You're not hearing me. But I got to believe him when. Y'all, I gotta get this. Is directly related to our faith. This is directly related to who we are. This is directly related to where he wants to take us. And so the rest of the story starts to explain that. And I'm sharing with you. Look, my paper's spelled out and they not marked a particular page. So I really am not gonna use these. Amen. Right?
Lord Jesus.
And too often, and by the way, I want to encourage somebody, we despise the days of small beginnings. It talks about this as well through this, in this, right? That he was born in Bethlehem. Uh-huh. Right? How many of us, was not necessarily, I'm not getting political. But people are starting getting a little squirmish after the political race won, was completed, right? And I want to tell you, when did God stop being God?
There it is.
So if God is on the throne, what does it matter who's in office? Because my question to you is, who do you believe? Because if you believe God, you good. If you don't, then you up to the, because, and why am I saying that? Because then you're looking for something to be born out of Washington. And not Delaware. Not the little town you live in. Okay? But I'm telling you, oh yeah, little old Delaware. God can move on a man or a person. And God can change it and give a word in your life that can change everything in your life. Oh yeah, in little old Delaware. Now, I used to believe, God said, God, how are you going to use me? He said, I can use anybody I want.
Anybody.
He said, do you understand the heart of the king is in my hand? He said, but by faith, faith is with. So when I speak the now words and things, and I believe them, he said, you have substance and you have evidence. But remember, I didn't see them at first. I have substance, I have evidence, but I didn't see it. But here, I believe now, my now was that moment, right? But I kept my now intact. And all of a sudden, what was now that I couldn't see then is real in my life today. Somebody shout hallelujah. It became a reality. Because yeah, I saw this place 25 years ago. And I was like, we was in a little place that fit in that corner over there. We know chairs was the chairs that was in there. They was in there, but that's all that building could hold was that group over there. But he opened up the space and he expanded my vision. And he expanded my mind and he started thinking something. And I gotta tell you, this is not the end of the storm. There's more to come. I have no idea. I'm going to get some of these young guys here and young ladies. Y'all need to get ready because I'm saying to you, who told you God couldn't use you? Oh, I know you didn't believe it because of what you did. Let me help y'all here. Where you been? But what if I tell you? You ain't no different than me. A lot of things in my life that I may have said I've done, but I'm not proud of, but I'm glad I've got an idea to repent from it. And he said, okay, now I can use you. I love that thing, that scripture, the washing of the water of the word, cleanse me from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. Guess what I imagine when I see that? I see myself standing in the shower, right, of the water of the word. And as the water of the word is pouring down on my head, I know you'd be like me. I look down in the shower, right? I'm looking at the drain, right? And the water is muddy. In other words, all the dirt that on my life, that was in my life, is now being rained off of my life through the washing of the water of the word. And that's what is starting to change my life. So when I start believing that?
Now.
Every day my now starts every time my feet hit the floor. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What am I going to do? And look for today. Now get up and go. And every day, the enemy comes to fight.
Yeah.
Every day.
Every day.
Not some days, y'all. Every day.
Every day.
Now, some days, my victory is a little greater, and so my strength is a little stronger right from the get-go. And then some, I drag myself through. I'm going to help y'all because some of y'all just say, you got to keep going. He can't stop you. You can only stop yourself. But we don't know that. We think it's him. Or we think, and I'm saying, and God allows it because he needs you to see who you are. Because he said, listen, if y'all don't believe me, let me check. Isaiah is 7,000 years before Michael. They're not in the same era. They're not cousins. And they live down the street from each other. So he ain't hear what he had to say.
Come on.
But God gave them prophecies and word. Because remember, 66 books, right? It's in the Bible. 66 books. How many authors?
One.
That means that the same Holy Spirit spoke to every writer. That's how the truth of the Bible is conveyed, because you cannot have somebody 1,000 years earlier speak 1,000 years. You cannot have Moses did not live in the beginning get the story of the beginning unless the Holy Spirit gave it to him. He wasn't there to say the world was our former void. But he's accurate. And the scientists even know that. Oh, yeah. Right? They can't prove everything else, but they know that is true. Right? God's word was true yesterday, today, and forevermore.
I think I'm going to go get it.
So the rest of the story is he's God all by himself. And what he says to do, he will do. But he cannot have your life unless you believe.
To my cousin's house around the corner.
Faith without works is dead.
I might just get some delivered to the house.
We too often, God wants you to fix this. God wants you to heal me. God wants you to bless my finances. God, I want you to do this for me. Give me. My name is Jimmy. Okay. Or we want to get the thing. You want to rub on the bottle and say, God, can you bless me? We want the pastor to anoint me with oil, and then it just happens. No, that's not how it works. I can anoint you with oil for the agreement with the fulfillment of God wants to do. That works. Okay. What doesn't work is he's not a genie. He's not coming out of a bottle. I don't want no more. I don't want to see nobody. No gimmicks and no tricks. Let's tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
My God is well able. You just listen. I'm telling you, he is more than able and capable of doing what he said he could do. Yes, the supernatural and the miracle. He's in the miracle working business. I don't know about you, but I need a miracle. So I need God. So I have no problem telling everybody about it. I'm here. I'm not only preaching to y'all, I'm preaching to myself.
Okay.
I'm preaching to myself. Why? Because it's important.
Yeah.
I need us to know. To get hold of this. He is the rest of the story. I know I started out telling y'all about the one. Okay. The Matrix had it. They was looking for the one. And they had the computers rolling and all the X's and O's and the ones. And I told you they got a new chip now, a quantum chip that took something that takes billions and millions of years to solve. They solved it in 5 minutes. Right? It gets a little scary, right? But I want to share with you. Why are you scared when God said there's nothing new under the sun? What happened is I need the people of God, the children of God, to grab hold of the things of God. And I need us using our brains, our minds, to use it for the right things. Because he created it for us. So I understand now who I am by faith. I'm not any greater than any of you. But I stand on this thing at a greater level because I believe it. I've watched it change my life. Then people think I was born with a silver spoon in my mouth. And I'm going to go on record that a whole lot of people says he's rich. Right? I said, God, please make them right. Please. So they can stop. Just make it right. But guess what? And it's going to happen. But guess what? I'm not going to be rich. If you don't have a plan and you just want money, something's wrong with you. I got a plan.
I know that's right.
I want to finance ministries and work of the kingdom. Guess why I know and how I know. When I went to the bank, he turned me down. And they said, that's one of the faith guys. They check's not good. They nonprofits, party places, and churches is to get money to them. The hardest people to get money right now. So guess what I want? Okay, God. So they denying your people. Let's step up and be in position and place for them. When they present their plan, not any old body, but they got a solid plan and they working it. They doing what they said. Then let's get behind them so they can make it happen.
That's
what I want to be. That's who I want to be.
Yes.
He's like, really? Yeah. This is young now, you get it. I grew up selfish.
Come on.
It was all about me. And now I want to give something away.
Amen.
As I do with people today, I help a whole lot of people. And I'm thankful for some people to recognize it. Thank you. They encourage me. Don't stop. Because there's some times I want to stop. Because some people said something to me or did something to me. Look, I'm not doing this no more. Right? My feelings got in the way. And he said, don't do that. You'll miss God. You'll miss God. But I want to tell you the rest of the story is God is good. This isn't about me. It's about him. But I'm a living example of how he's done and what he's done. And I share my stories because I want you to hear it. And I want you to know that God's word is true.
Yes, it is.
I think I can find the last page. It's the shortest one. Because I want to conclude. There it is. In the first Christmas story, God became incarnated and entered into our world. And he was extraordinary and amazing. But the rest of the story is that the same time the first Christmas was very, very ordinary. And it feels like your struggles to see where God exists in our world today. Start by looking in the place and in the world where you are and where you will find God. Because in those ordinary places of the world is where God meets us.
Yes.
That was the whole purpose of the message. Yes. We keep wanting it to be just these special days or these special places. But why don't we look for God on any ordinary day?
Yes.
Why can't you walk in faith today?
Yes.
And then go at it again tomorrow.
Yes.
Go at it again tomorrow. And I'd say, one of the most exciting things that I was telling you that I'm excited about, because I've seen some things that I spoke into being come to pass. When I see my parents coming here, when their children go to the school, they come in here and come in to be a part of church. You don't know how excited that is, but that is my vision, right? That this would be holistic. And then when I see those things, I get excited. Then to see other people who work here on a daily basis, are also here and a part of
Jesus.
That harvest, he's doing something bigger and greater. And then there's an extended family. It's called the grandparents. And when they start showing up, okay, I said, now I see, I'm like, God, I spoke with Rob. Did I just say this today? I said this a long time ago, didn't I? And we're seeing it. But when we spoke it, we believed it then, right? We believe it now.
Yeah.
All I'm sharing with you is what we believe, we just start to see it. It's 25 years later. I didn't just start yesterday. But so, I'm just telling you, I'm not dismayed. I'm not disillusioned. Okay? I don't care who's not here yet. What I care about is who's coming. And I'm going to keep speaking that they're coming. They're coming. They're coming. They're coming. I hope you invite them. I hope you invite somebody else. I want to be there for them. They need to see the church. You guys, the picture of the church that the world has and this generation has is not the one that you and I saw. And I need y'all to help me prove them wrong so that we can prove them right. It's not we want something from them. We want to give something to them. What do we want to give? We want to give our Jesus. We want them to have the power of God. We want them to live in victory. We want them to be anointed. We want them to be healed. We want them to be delivered, set free. Right? All of this is what we want. They don't know the rest of the story because we have not demonstrated. I'm saying to you, it's a new day. It's a new hour. And this is our time. And here we are.
It was good today.
Physically getting ready to roll into a new year.
What you about to do?
I'm asking all of us to gird up what we knew and know about God. And let's stand on the truth Let's stand on history. And I love that Jesus is full of grace and truth. He's full of that. So he's full of that. Let's give that out. You're looking for the gift to give. Give grace and truth all day long.
Guess what? I've seen you on a billboard.
Baby, you may not want it right now. You ask me what it is.
I'm going to show it to you.
Stay grace and truth. They will eventually take it.
You seen it on there.
I seen it. I was driving down 40.
Yeah, that's what I need to know. So, they may reject the truth initially. But grace will get you
right before you get to that.
But you can't compromise and not give up the truth.
When you got
I need
school?
To hear me, please.
No.
Because if you compromise and not do the truth, then we have failed and we have done better
40,
than just like the world.
After you pass the Dairy Queen on the
love
way,
on them.
You'll see it on the left.
And
going to the new
now, to like coming here.
Up
down here. I said, oh my God, look.
So
and there's two of them.
Two
of them.
Hallelujah. I'm encouraged because I've been sharing and
Mommy, you should push me.
Mr. Francie,
is it over?
Lines the songs of choices. And I shared with her, I need, and I told her we could start, we're trying to get one of our messages a month in advance, right? And I have not been diligent in doing so yet.
And
I'll get there. But